You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Since 1920, the American Civil Liberties Union, more commonly known as the ACLU, has worked to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties guaranteed by the Constitution and the laws of the United States. And the Idaho chapter of the ACLU is celebrating 25 years. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the organization are Fawz Shakir, the National Political Director for the ACLU, and Kathy Grismeyer, Policy Director for the ACLU of Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Fawz, you were in town because you were at an event last night in Boise celebrating 25 years of the ACLU here in Idaho. You know, tell me about the mission of the ACLU, because we're talking about almost 100 years of existence nationwide.
That's right. We started in 1920, so we're approaching 100 years of the ACLU. We've long been the nation's greatest public interest law firm, been out there fighting cases. Obviously, in recent years, people have seen family separation lawsuits from the ACLU, Muslim ban lawsuits from the ACLU. But if you go back in history, the Scopes Monkey Trial, mm-hmm. it was the ACLU. You go to Miranda, the right to remain silent, an ACLU case, birth control cases, reproductive health cases, all started in our clients over all those many years. So the ACLU has been at the forefront of being a nationwide legal organization defending the rights and liberties of people enshrined in the Bill of Rights. And what you've been seeing since the election of Donald Trump is the ACLU growing in its skill set. So you have seen us, say, see you in court. Increasingly, you're seeing the growth of ACLU's political advocacy work and saying, see you in the streets and see you in the state legislature and see you at the ballot box.
And what's interesting to me about this, which some people may not be aware of this, but there was a big case in 1978 where the ACLU represented basically neo-Nazis who wanted to march in Chicago. And what was interesting about this is that the ACLU basically said the commitment to the principle that constitutional rights must apply to even the most unpopular groups. Talk about that, because that was kind of a change moment.
It is core to the ACLU. We're a civil rights and civil liberties organization. We defend the rights and freedoms of all. We live by the motto of liberty and justice for all, as enshrined in the Pledge of Allegiance. And I think that this concept that you have to fight for the rights of everyone means that occasionally you step out and fight for the people whose values you abhor, because it is often those who are most politically marginalized, politically unpopular, whose rights are chipped away at first. Right, and the people who are most detested in society, that is where the government goes first. And we have to demonstrate that it's an equal opportunity principle, that we fight for the freedoms of all. And now, of course, we continue to fight for the rights of speech for neo-Nazis, people whose values we detest and abhor, don't agree with, but they have the right to speak. The government should not be in the business of clamping down on people simply because they have a political viewpoint.
Because if you look back at this, I mean, that goes back to World War II, concentration camps, right? Where it is like when you chip away at one voice, you will eventually chip away at the majority.
It's a slippery slide down. I mean, we right now, one of the major bills we're actually fighting in Congress is a bill called the Anti-Israel Boycott Law. And what that bill is doing is saying that if you express a position on boycott of Israel for whatever criticism you have, and in many cases there have been people who have been agitating against settlement activities in the West Bank by Israel, there's now a bill in Congress to say if you advocate for those kinds of positions, you will face criminal and civil penalties in the United States simply because you have a political viewpoint. And we know why that's happening, right? Because if those who have been advocating on the other side, right, against settlement activity are deemed politically unpopular. They happen to have brown skin. They might speak in an Arabic language. And guess what? The government is going after them right now, literally right now. And to defend them and their rights, we have to demonstrate it's not about them. It's about everybody. Mm.
And that's a good point to make. And Kathy, 25 years of the ACLU being in Idaho, and some big things have happened just recently, like with our ag gag and the state of Idaho. And the ACLU had a very big part of this. Tell us about where this is at and what happened very quickly.
Sure. So we filed a lawsuit against the state in partnership with several other animal rights organization groups. I think after this law was passed several years ago, which really criminalized activist speech for folks who are advocating for animal rights and understanding how the agricultural process works, and really using a lot of the animus that lawmakers very clearly showed during the legislative process, talking about how they wanted to go after these folks and using speech as a tool to censor those folks and to censor their activity. And so just received a good decision from the courts upholding previous decisions mm-hmm. that says this law cannot go into effect, that it is unconstitutional and that it significantly impacts speech. So it's a good message to lawmakers that speech is a significantly important constitutional mm-hmm. right and freedom that all folks deserve to have, regardless how you personally feel about it. If government tries to come in and censor and place itself in places it shouldn't be, then that's why the ACLU exists, to watch and to monitor and to hold accountable and to take to task to those who try and diminish our civil liberties.
One of the things that we are experiencing at the ACLU is, and we're experiencing nationwide, is there's growth in differential levels of wealth inequality in our society that we all know well. And what happens when you have this growth and this disparity mm-hmm. is certain people have liberty and power and others do not. And so when you have a situation like an ag gag bill pushed by industry, people with money move through the legislature quickly. You look at the president even and how he has the bully pulpit to speak and push for the issues that he cares deeply about. The question should be, who is going to be on the other side? Who's going to fight for those who have an interest and a stake in a public debate, an open and transparent and honest debate, but who have a politically unpopular view or who don't have wealth or do not have power? And that is what is the guiding light for our organization.
I'm speaking with Faz Shakir, National Political Director for the ACLU, and Kathy Grismeyer, Policy Director for the ACLU of Idaho, talking about the American Civil Liberties Union as well as the Idaho chapter celebrating 25 years. It's interesting to me that when we think about the ACLU being in existence for almost 100 years, yet in Idaho, 25 years. Why would you, any ideas or musings as to why it really hasn't been that long that we've had this chapter?
Well, we've been around longer than the 25 mm-hmm. years we've been an official affiliate registered with our national organization, and have a deep history of volunteers and lawyers and community members who have been very politically active in the state for many more decades than we get to officially claim.
Than you get credit for.
Than as an affiliate in this state, you know, working to protect. We did a lot of work around free speech issues. We've done significant work on reproductive health care and protecting women's choices, medical decisions between them and their doctors and not with government intervening. And so we have this long history, and I know maybe we're getting a late start as an official affiliate, but we certainly have a bright future ahead. And in a state like Idaho, given the political climate, it's even more important mm-hmm. now than ever that our organization exists and that we continue to grow and exert our power and work to protect the rights and freedoms that we have, because this is a state that tries awfully hard to diminish those rights for all people who call Idaho home. And we're happy to be here and to do this work and to do it in partnership with a lot of really great community organizations and community leaders who understand that we have collective power and we have to come together and lift up our voices and hold government accountable an awful lot here in Idaho.
And Faz, your membership since 2016 has basically doubled.
Quadrupled.
Oh, quadrupled. Okay. Well, geez, there you go. Does a lot of that, do you think, have to do with just the culture and the climate that we are living in right now?
Well, there's a keen understanding in the American public that civil rights and civil liberties are under attack. They are under attack from this president, quite frankly. We're seeing it on immigration daily. You know, today we wake up to the news that a 7-year-old mm-hmm. died in CBP, a center for in the custody of Border Patrol. We have been fighting on the rights and liberties of people, immigrants across the board, Muslims. Again, this is this issue that I was referring to, politically unpopular people in our society right now. Who's going to fight and defend them? In addition to that, you look at reproductive health access and the attacks that are going on there, the shift in the courts and what that means for the trajectory of civil rights that we have fought for a very long time, mass incarceration and criminal justice reform, voting rights very much on the ballot. Like, all of these issues are very much under attack and feel like we've been fighting on defense. And there's an awakening, I think, to of people across the country feeling that these fights are intersectional, that people who are being targeted and many of these fights are deemed to be marginalized and vulnerable people. And where it's an all for one for all moment across the country, and that's why I think the ACLU has seen this swelling of growth and engagement across all 50 of our states and affiliates. That people are like, well, who's going to fight for the rights and liberties of people who are most vulnerable in our society?
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guests, Fawz Shakir, National Political Director for the ACLU, and Kathy Grismeyer, Policy Director for the ACLU of Idaho. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Up next, a new historic designation in Idaho's capital city could be giving new life to a home that was in jeopardy of being demolished. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.